Tyler, the Pistons are back.
Okay. All
Cade
right.
Cunningham is him.
The Stones.
Jalen Duren, future star of this league.
Darren, that's a dynamic duo right there.
I don't know if Jaden Ivey fits into this yet, but we'll see.
Okay.
And, look, I know we're not a basketball podcast, which probably good because if I had to like, not that I have to talk about football either, but if
Right.
I had to like come up with things to talk about for both, I'd probably hate myself because I'm like,
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like, it's just a bit of a different vibe when you're like, I don't have to really talk about this later. Again, not
Yeah.
that I have to, I choose to, but
Right.
there's a
Right.
different vibe when you're watching something, not really thinking, how could I turn this into content, right? Oh man.
Yes, definitely.
It's so nice for basketball to be back. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I do love the NBA, but the long season really takes its toll on me. So I really don't invest myself. I mean, the Stones have been not so great recently too, which doesn't help my interests. If they start off hot and they're decent, then I might be a little bit more invested than I usually am in the regular season. But I usually don't start paying that much attention until yeah, I mean, obviously I see it on my Twitter feed and everything, but I don't start paying real close attention until, basically playoff time. So
Yeah, I think that the one thing the NBA does really well is they get a following without even needing people to watch the games.
yeah.
Like
Yes,
they
that's very true.
market themselves just so well with highlights and stuff where it's like everyone knows what was going on without needing to watch, which I mean, on the one hand, maybe that's not the greatest thing because you do want people to actually watch the games, but
Right.
when you consider how many people buy merch and all that kind of stuff, even if it's just because they watched highlights on Twitter after the game was over, it's like
Yeah.
it's insane how globalized the NBA has been able to be just by doing social media really well and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you could definitely say that highlight culture has both helped them, especially in the marketing, aspect, but it has also, kind of had some negative effects on it as well too, with people only really caring about, highlight plays and things like that. It can kind of take away.
Yeah.
And I definitely find myself in that category sometime too, where I'm like, you watch like three bad possessions and you're like, damn, this kind of sucks right now. Like I need like a monster dunk or a big three or,
Yeah. And then I think the one thing that NBA really gets into trouble with is they just have so many blowouts in the regular
Yes,
season.
yes.
Like the season opener, Knicks Celtics.
I did not watch that game, but I saw the score in like the end of the third quarter, and I was like, holy shit, this is ugly.
On the bright side, Mikal Bridges finally remembered how to shoot halfway through the game.
Yes.
On the downside, the game was boring.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure. I mean, obviously, very early in the season, one game in, but I'm sure a lot of people, myself included, were thinking that's going to be a competitive game just because Knicks make the big trade for Cat. They're probably going to be contenders in the East, but I think Boston showed that they're going to be one, tough team to knock out this year.
It's just not fair, man. That bringing back literally every, not literally, but pretty much
Damn
every
near, damn
significant,
near, yeah.
probably literally every single significant piece on that roster last year.
Yeah.
That's just,
Yeah,
that's.
that's hard to beat, especially, and then also the Knicks, make that big trade. They kind of switch it up. They got new people to get involved and figure out a system and everything too. So it's like, and the Celtics can just, practice like they were practicing last year all year. So, they just took a couple month break and they're ready to roll through everyone again. So
The Knicks have to figure everything out. That they're, I mean, they're returning three starters, but still,
yeah.
it's just like it's not. It's a very different team than what they had last year.
Right.
So,
Definitely. Definitely.
yeah, that's my little
And
niche spiel.
I was gonna say anything else NBA, or are we ready to move on to football?
Like we can move on. I don't want to turn this into an NBA podcast, although I will bring things up as the season goes on.
That's
When
fair. I will also bring up things too. Probably Luka a lot. I'm quite the Luka Doncic fan, so
Okay, that's fair. I'll bring when inevitably my heart gets broken by the Pistons this year, I will be talking about it.
Okay, fair. Fair. And I'll let you have your time and let you do your thing. So
I'll be able to talk about Tim Hardaway and how he has never seen a three-pointer he didn't like.
Yeah, that sounds like Tim Hardaway.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But getting into NFL,
You do anything last weekend?
did I do anything last weekend? I'm trying
Yeah,
to
did you
think.
do anything last weekend either?
If I don't recall, or if I do recall, excuse me, I want to say I was at the Michigan State Iowa game.
That's
Did you have
crazy.
any,
So was
were
I.
you doing, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Man, I sat next to this guy and his sister.
I think I saw you might have been a beer too deep, or
That's
maybe
crazy.
a
No,
shooter or
no.
too deep maybe.
I blame Matt's dad. All right.
I heard that all night long, trust me.
I was doing perfectly fine until he gave me all of that shit.
Enough. Fair enough. From tequila shot to a
Two
beer and
tequila
then
shots
to
and then
a vodka shot. Yeah, that was quite the experience. But
plus all
I had a
my
fun time. That was fun. It was fun watching, MSU win.
I would have
Little home
loved
little
to know what
homecoming
happened in the first
celebration.
half, but
Yeah, no, I mean, I
that was
was
not me.
honestly, I've never been around Thomas when he's under the influence, so I didn't know quite what to expect, and I did not expect him to be completely checked out for the whole first half. Like, this dude had no fucking clue what was going on.
I was looking at pictures of
Literally,
that.
it was halftime, and I looked over at this dude's phone. He's pulling up the score for the game that we're at on his phone to see what the score is. That's how checked out this dude was.
I also remember saying something like, man, just wait until Childs throws an interception. And you're like, he already did.
That's it. Yeah, word for word, that is how the conversation went. Yeah, you were like, wait until he throws an interception. I was like, you already missed that part, buddy.
Hey, but you know what happened in the second half? Oh, what's that? What did I go to hotels.com? Because I checked back in.
That's facts. That is facts. You were dialed. You were dialed at after halftime. You were locked in.
Was locked in.
Yep.
I was like, I gotta drive home after this. It's time to lock in.
Yep. Yep. Wave of soberness hit you, and you were fine. You were
There's
great.
that fear of, man, I gotta drive home after this. So
Yeah, no,
it worked
definitely.
out. It worked
It's
out.
always in the back of your head. So as long as you are smart about it, which you were, I will admit you were smart about it. You handled it. You were definitely fine to go home. So
I was an adult, you know.
yes.
That's what adulting's all about is knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was
It was a
fun.
good game. Good game.
No, it was a great game. Great game. Big game this week. Hate week, fuck Michigan. I'll start off by saying it. Don't care.
Listen, this my friend might clip this because he went to Michigan.
Okay.
I'm feeling a blowout. MSU blowout. Honestly, low key.
Oh, Thomas.
I'm feeling it. Knocking on wood. Knocking on wood.
That's so
I got my lucky
cocky.
rabbit's foot.
I'm gonna clip if MSU gets blown out, I'm gonna clip it in at Freezing Cold Takes
Listen,
on Twitter.
there is a 0% chance we lose. Michigan doesn't have a quarterback. Michigan sucks.
That's fair, but
We're going into their house.
we're coming off a big week. Like, it could it, young team. I don't know. We'll
Okay, no,
see.
listen, here's my big take of this season. If we just didn't make so many mental errors against Oregon and Ohio State and Maryland, we might be undefeated.
You mean Boston College?
Boston College, sorry, they're the same thing.
We definitely should have beat Boston College. That was some,
And
that
listen,
game was horseshit.
we were doing good against Ohio State
We
until we won it.
were, yeah.
We were doing good against Oregon until
We
we won
played competitive first halves with them.
it. Yeah, and you know who's ranked number one right now?
Oregon.
Yeah.
And
So
Ohio State's like number three or four, so.
why aren't we ranked NCAA?
Good question.
Probably because we
Good
have three
question.
losses.
Probably because we lost to Boston College too. Yeah. And
Hey,
those losses did end up being ugly. So
they did, but they didn't start out ugly.
fair. Hey, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, just
We
in case
are.
anyone
We
wants to know,
are,
I
in fact.
guess. I'm gonna say that somewhat at the beginning of the episode, just in case anyone wants to check the fuck out, because we've been talking about complete and utter bullshit for the first
Listen, no, I
15
think that
minutes.
everyone who comes to a football podcast wants to hear about
Yeah.
The NBA.
Wants to hear about the NBA and then wants to hear specifically about our
About us
collegiate
hanging
football
out.
team. Yeah.
They
I'm sure that.
specifically wanted to know what we were up to last weekend.
I'm sure they're dialed the fuck in right now, and they have
Oh, yeah.
not even tried to skip any
They're
seconds of
in
this.
second half me mode right now. They're not in first half me mode right now. So,
Right. Okay. So when we start saying all the important shit, that's when they're gonna tune out then?
yeah, it's like a
Okay.
Uno reverse. They check in for the first half, check out for the
Gotcha.
second. And
Gotcha.
by
Okay.
checkout, I mean they click off the video. Hey
Yeah.
guys, listen, I see the analytics. I see you guys not watching it all the way through.
Some fake ass shit, man.
Watch it all the way through. That's all I'm
I,
saying.
to be fair, I don't, I mean, I have, I sometimes I try to listen back and I have issues listening to myself talk for 50 minutes,
Yeah, well, I
but I'm
don't.
trying to take notes. I'm trying to be like, what can I do here? What can I, you know?
I listen back at myself. I'm like, man, I sound so cool.
Yeah. I also am like,
I'm
damn,
awesome.
that dude on the left really knows ball is what I'm
He
always thinking in
does
my head.
really. I've heard it from my own brain. I've heard it from the comment section. I think everyone is in agreement that the man on the left knows ball.
I mean, I'll take it, man. I'll take it. I'll take it. You know? It's a
Not
homer
the guy on
move.
the right, not the guy on the
It's a
right.
homer
He
move
sucks.
by my friend, but you know, I'll take it. I'll take all the
One of
compliments
these
I can
days,
get.
someone's going to comment, man, the guy on the right really knows ball. Then I'm going
Yeah.
to know that I made it. Then I'm going to
I
know.
really hope that happens for you.
It's never going to happen. No one loves me as
We
much
need
as
to make a movement. We need to make a movement for it.
yeah,
Maybe
hashtag.
if you posted on your accounts to your friends, and maybe they would start saying it.
Tyler, I don't have friends.
You could at least try.
That's true. Look, I retweet your post.
That's not enough, man.
Okay, I'll post it on my Instagram. I
I post
promise.
on my Instagram. I post on my Twitter. I
Okay,
sometimes I
I'll
post on my
post it on my
Snapchat.
Instagram. I'll post it on my
I'm
Twitter.
thinking about throwing it on Facebook so all the old people that
I've
can see it.
never used Snapchat in my life for things besides texting people pictures of my cat.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I gotta get on Facebook. I know for a fact that my like 20 aunts and uncles would watch.
Right, which is why I'm thinking I'm just gonna throw it on Facebook too for my family members and things to watch.
Yeah.
So.
I just, listen, I know they want to be supportive, but like I'm like the kind of person that really hates getting a bunch of praise for
Yeah,
something,
that's
especially from
fair.
people that are like, it's okay when it's like someone I'm like not really related to or like have a relationship with, because it's like, oh, if they say I did a good job, they probably mean
Right.
it, because they have no reason to lie to me. If I'm like related to that person or I'm friends with that person, they tell me I did a good job, I'm like,
You're
bruh,
like,
I have to say that,
this
right?
is just, that's
You're
straight
just
bullshit, and you
obligated.
know it, bro.
Yeah.
That's straight bullshit. Like, come to my basketball game, I fucking have four turnovers, no points, 0 of 10 from the field. You did great tonight. Like, no, I didn't. I played like shit, man. Just tell me that.
Yeah, they're just obligated to be nice to you, and it's just like, oh,
Yeah,
and
do
just,
that.
and then you just get that feeling like you don't
Plus,
deserve.
they like know they've known you their whole life. Like, they know you. Of course, they're gonna think you're funny.
Yeah.
Of course, they're gonna think you're entertaining. Like, no shit, man.
Yeah.
I've been entertaining you, motherfucker, since I came out the womb, but maybe I don't do it for other people.
Yeah, maybe you're just not. Maybe that's why we're not the number one podcast on Spotify yet.
Yeah.
It's not because
Maybe.
we didn't come up with a cool name like Talk Tua or anything,
Hate her. I do like all the memes. I
tell
do see
is
a
that
lot
like
of
the number three
memes.
Spotify podcast right now? I
Dude,
want
it.
to know.
Half the listens are meme listens. Like let me just be scrolling through TikTok and it'll be like frat boys, like all taking up a whole classroom and like they'll just be like clapping like super loud and shit.
Oh,
It's so
you
funny.
talk to a. You thought I was done? I'm just getting started, baby. Oh my gosh. Okay. I need to stop talking about
I
her.
hate you, Haley Welch.
Oh, that's such a strong word.
Don't know, man.
That is strong
I
language.
just hate how I see her face everywhere. That bitch, she didn't
No,
do
that's
anything.
fair. That's
She didn't
fair.
do
No,
anything.
she made one of the funniest dick jokes of all time.
Yes, and then it was severely overused. And
Yes.
now
Well, it's
she's
not her
meeting
fault that it
people.
was
She's
overused.
like meeting like the president and shit. Like what, who,
Joe
why?
Biden did invite her over because he needs her endorsement. Oh, yeah,
Why is the
he's not even
president?
running. Never mind.
Why are you talking to Kamala Harris, bro? Like you said you were like spitting on a penis, man. Like, come on.
What can
I
I
don't
say?
know.
She
Fair
had
enough. I
the
guess.
funniest joke ever, and then it's and then you know.
I guess jealousy probably doesn't look good on me, so I'll leave it at that.
I will say I have a distaste for.
There you go. Sure, I don't hate her. I have a distaste
for the
for her
talk
as well.
To a podcast.
Yeah.
You know who we love though, the Costco guys.
Yeah. We bring
Except
to
the Rizzler. Honestly, the Rizzler, I'm done with the Rizzler.
What?
Too much Rizzler in my life. Don't
no,
need
he's
the
just a goat. He's the best out of all three of those.
No. I'm done with the Rizzler. Look, give me Big Justice. AJ, I think I just love his laugh because it's so weird. No, Big Justice, you know, he's got to be so mad that the Rizzler stole all of his thunder, you know?
Dude, it's so funny. I was on, me and my sister were on our way to meet you at the tailgate. There's these two dudes just like chopping it up with each other. They are intoxicated, obviously. And they're like, dude, fucking the Rizzler's so sick, dude. He was at the fucking Mets game. He threw out the first pitch and all this shit. And I turned around and we talked for like 5 or 10 minutes straight about like Big Justice and the Rizzler. It was
You know
funny.
What? Okay. So my friend Matt was also with us. Tyler met Matt for the first time. He was my
Yes.
roommate in college. I made a Costco guys reference and he had no idea what I was talking about. I said, do you not know the Costco guys? He's like, no. This guy is never on the internet, so he has no
Yeah.
idea what anything is. He might not know about the talk to a meme.
Might not.
Which might be best for him to
If
not
you're
know.
not on the internet, you don't know this shit. Like anyone that's not on the internet that's listening to this podcast are like, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Tyler, I have bad news.
Chronically online, but yes, I'm chronically online, people. Sorry.
No, Tyler, I have really bad news.
What?
Pistons are losing.
Dude, you jinxed it, man.
How did I jinx it? Oh
you
yeah,
said they're back and the game's not even over.
There's 20 seconds left. They're down six. It's not looking good.
Dude, what,
this
Thomas?
is my fault. Let's talk about some NFL now. So that
yeah, I was gonna say, do we want to talk about what we want to talk about now or what?
Yeah, we should probably talk about what the people came here for.
I wanted to say something about NFL first before we go anywhere else.
Is it going to be about the Lions?
No, it's not.
Okay, I'll allow it.
It's going to be about how Lamar Jackson is fucking insane. And he's the GOAT fantasy quarterback. And he is on pace to win another MVP.
You know, he's insane until he plays the Steelers, and then he's no longer insane.
Yes, I know. I've heard that shit forever from Caleb, always telling me how the Steelers own Lamar, the Steelers own Lamar.
Steelers bring the boom. Call back.
Sure, sure.
No,
Challenge.
okay.
Challenge
Yeah,
for you.
no, he's
Go
good.
2 seconds without talking about the Steelers, man. How's
No,
that?
no, honestly, no. LeBron, not LeBron. Lamar.
LeBron.
Lamar James. Lamar Jackson. The 30-second timeout, coach. I need to reset. Lamar Jackson is getting a third MVP this year, probably. Unless,
very well could.
Who else could it be? Jared Goff.
Yeah, JG, he's cooking.
Sam,
he's cooking.
Darnold. Not Sam Darnold anymore. He's cooled off. He's not
no,
bad.
No, not
but
Darnold. Josh Allen's probably in the conversation too. Still,
yeah. Is there any quarterback in the conversation right now? Derrick Henry, maybe? No. Well,
no. He wasn't crucial to their win. Like Lamar was throwing dimes.
Yeah, like sometimes he just runs over people.
I mean, he is like the biggest like ice ever. Like he'll ice out a game immediately.
Yeah.
Let me look up MVP rankings so far. In the NFL, let's see what the so-called experts are saying.
I'm not against Baker in my brain of all brains. I know he's not going to win,
yeah.
But like as a sneaky runner-up, I'm not against Baker.
Okay. So right now it says Lamar is the leading right now. He has the lowest odds at least at winning MVP MVP at +300. Somehow Patrick Mahomes is directly behind him at +400, even though
he's been
Patrick
ass
Mahomes
all year.
He stinks. Like the Chiefs are winning in spite of his performance, I would say at this point.
Yeah, their defense is
insane.
So good.
Insane.
So good. Yeah.
If anyone should be MVP on that team, it's probably like Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chris Jones, Justin Reed, I don't know, someone else. Literally.
Not Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the other three are
It would have
Josh
been
Allen.
Rasheed Rice, but.
Right. But Mahomes killed his own wide receiver one, which Hopkins traded to Kansas City now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how
The ADHD bit, but like, okay.
he's kind of washed, right? Like he's
He's
old.
okay. He's
He's
okay.
old though. He's like 100 years old. I
He
guess he
can
did
do
have
well.
Will Levis throwing to him, so like that's.
Yeah, that's the thing is when you've got the Mayo master himself throwing you the ball, I don't know if you can really be judged as your
No.
quality receiver.
I mean, he had Will Levis and me throwing him the ball. So, shout out
Yeah,
Mason Rudolph.
we'll see. Could be bad. Could be worse, you know.
It's fair.
Yeah. Before that, we were on the MVP rankings.
Yeah. So Mahomes second somehow. Josh Allen third. Jared
Okay.
Goff fourth.
Okay.
CJ Stroud fifth.
You know, I don't.
I don't really like the CJ Stroud one
I'm
either.
not against it. Like he's been good.
I don't like.
Good. You know.
Has their offense? I'm trying to think. Their offense was atrocious last week against the
Well, he doesn't have
Packers.
Nico Collins.
Right, which is making me think maybe Nico Collins is making CJ Stroud look good this whole time.
Maybe. Who really knows, man?
Wouldn't you think that he would be able to battle through every? I mean, he's got Tank Dell. He's got
It was
Stephon
one
Diggs
week.
still.
It was
He's got
one
Dalton
week.
Schultz. That's what I was gonna say. What was the week
Was
prior
one
to that? What did the week prior to that look like?
that he did well the week before. Tank Dell scored a touchdown. I remember that much. Let me look up his
Hold on, hold on.
well,
Let
they
me
lost to the
look.
Packers. They
Let
did
me
lose to the
look.
Packers. They did lose 22-24 to the Packers. I will admit, CJ Stroud threw zero touchdowns and zero interceptions.
Yeah, he
Oh,
threw like 85 yards too.
that was last week. Yeah.
Where are the Texans at on this shit? I cannot find the Texans right now. Am I tripping?
What week are you looking at?
I was just scrolling through all of the NFL from the
Oh,
past
I
couple
mean, they did
weeks.
put up 41 against the Patriots.
Yeah, that's really hard, man. The Jaguars just put up 40 against the Patriots or something like that.
That is, yes. Dude,
32. The
okay.
Jags just put up 32 against the Pats, man. And the
I
Jags are.
sneaky thought the Patriots were going to win that game at first.
Well,
They
yeah, I think
went right
everyone
down and
sneaky thought
scored.
that.
They went right down and scored. And then, yeah, the Patriots set up.
Then T-Law started cooking, man.
Yeah, I swear. Trevor Lawrence gives you at least three games. It's like, this is why we gave you this contract
Yeah,
and
yeah.
asked the rest of the year.
He's very wishy-washy, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Not bad.
Anything we want to talk about from like last week or anything like that, or we just want to kind of like preview this the
We
games?
could, I mean, not to bring up the Steelers, but
I already know it's coming,
they
man.
did start a new quarterback last week.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, little Russell Wilson action. He came into the game,
Russie. Russie.
you know. Danger Russ, Mr. Unlimited himself.
God.
He was fine, you know.
Yeah, he was very rough in the beginning, but
He
he
wasn't like a
definitely
spectacular game, but he started to settle in, you know.
was knocking rust
For
off.
having not
Yeah.
start played in almost an entire year, I mean, I feel
Yep.
like he played well. I think my thing with Wilson versus Fields is there were plays in the red zone where there was a wide open gap where it's like if that's Justin Fields, like, oh, that's a touchdown right there.
Just take
But
him
then
off, right?
he also may, I feel like in just general passing game, he elevated his receivers more than
Yeah.
Fields had been doing,
He was
which
definitely throwing more catchable balls to people like George Pickens, right? Like, at least giving them a chance. Like, hey, go up and get this. Like, I know you're a freak.
Like, I know that a lot of the deep balls were like 50-50 balls, whatever. Like, they're the 50-50 balls where it's like either he's going to catch it or it's going to be incomplete kind of 50-50
Right.
ball. Like, it's either him or
He puts it where only
the.
his receiver can catch the ball,
Yeah.
right?
And so, like, it might still technically be a 50-50, but it's a 50% success, 50% like nothing bad happens kind of thing. And like, the thing with Fields when he throws a deep ball is like, it's kind of like a line drive kind of thing where it's like he's throwing it as hard as he can. Not a whole lot of arc on it. It's very fastball-esque. And I know that everyone uses the moon ball phrase for Russell Wilson, so I'm not going to just like use it again because like It's, you know, but like he puts that touch on, he throws it up and
Right.
actually gets air under it
Put
all.
some finesse on it, right?
Yeah, like it's not like he's just throwing it as hard as he can to just chuck it on the field kind of thing.
Right.
So I don't know, we'll see. I mean, I'm not gonna say either of these guys is a quarterback beyond this season, right? Like I haven't seen enough from Justin Fields to be like, yeah, I would want him back as the starting quarterback next year. I've only seen one game of Russell Wilson. For all we know, he's going to come in next week and throw three interceptions or something crazy like that. So, yeah, like obviously, I had to talk about the Steelers because they did make a change of quarterback.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's a big thing.
I'm interested to see what Wilson does against the Giants. Another
Giants stinky. So,
not so good team.
yeah, Giants stink.
Primetime game, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, my roommate's gonna be there.
Oh yeah.
He leaves for Pitt on Friday.
He missed out seeing Donald Trump by 1 week.
Yeah, I don't know if he cares about that or not, so.
I don't know.
Okay. But yeah, should be an interesting game. I'm assuming the Steelers will probably win pretty convincingly, but then again, the Giants are kind of weird too, so.
Yeah.
So are the Steelers. So.
Oh, I had a joke to go along with what I was saying about Donald Trump, but now I forgot what it was.
Oh, okay.
That's okay though. We probably don't want to say that. Anyways,
Right. Yeah. Let's
we're gonna lose all of our followers if
keep
I.
the politics out of it, buddy.
Are you telling me to shut up and dribble?
I don't know. Maybe if we could go one conversation without you trying to talk about politics, that'd be great.
I'm sorry. I've had a couple beers today. You sat next to me while I was drunk. I was spouting out my political rhetoric all game long. Even when I
Something,
blocked
yeah.
you, and I was still spouting it out, telling you all about my
How you're
voting.
like in love with Kamala Harris and everything. So
Whoa, did I say that?
how you're the biggest lib of all time.
Hell yeah. Shout out, man. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, no, cool, yeah, Steelers, cool, yeah, cool. New quarterback, yeah. Anyways, J-Mo got suspended, so that's cool.
So is he just like never gonna figure a shit out?
I don't know what a PES is.
I think it's like a masking agent. So it's not like they found actual PEDs or drugs in a system. It's that they found a substance that is used to mask when you would normally find drugs in your system.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I it's whatever, I guess, at this point. I think it's kind of baloney because, like, Rashee Rice almost kills a million fucking people and they don't get him in any trouble at all, and he continues to play. I mean, his knee's blown out now, so what goes around comes around,
God took care
obviously.
of it for the NFL.
But yeah, I don't know. It's whatever, I guess. He said he's just gonna take it and he's gonna go with it, so we'll be without him for 2 weeks, but I'm not too worried about that. We have the Titans this week and the Titans stink. And just got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. So, and then hold on, I don't know who we played next week. I'm trying to think. Fuck, mother, leave me alone, man. Let me type in the Lions. Oh, give me some bullshit. Thomas Fillier.
Listen, okay, so
Oh, just kidding. I'm ready.
no, I'm filling this air, Tyler. I'm filling this air. So, here is who is going to win a Super Bowl. Pittsburgh Steelers against Green Bay Packers
Damn it,
17-16.
I was trying to act frozen and then you said some stupid shit like that. When this year?
Yeah, this year. Steelers over
No.
Packers 17-16.
Oh my
Book
God,
it.
here we
Book
go.
it.
Speaking of the Packers, that's who the Lions play the next week too, which that will suck if we don't have JMO for that game. But
Mean, he's playing well.
that'll
He did really well against the Vikings and the Cowboys.
battle through adversity. Yeah, he had one catch for negative yards against the Vikings. So
Oh, I'm thinking of the Cowboys game then. My B Chief.
he did have a big touchdown against the Cowboys. Which like he, it's not like he gets a ton of targets or a ton of catches. It's just like
Well, when you really
that
think
big
about
play ability is kind of gone.
it. Yeah, that's fair. Like, what Jamal really does is he stretches the field. They don't really have that guy. The way that a guy like Tim Patrick can help fill that gap in stretching the field is that he is so big that it's like instead of him outrunning his defender, he can outjump his defender. Kind of deep balls, which very different vibe from the JMO deep balls, but you can still effectively do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, definitely. But yeah, I mean that we don't really have to talk about that too much. It is what it is at this point. He said he's going to take the suspension, so I don't really think there's any. You know, we don't know the facts. They haven't really brought anything out about it either, or said what it was or what it is. So it is what it is, man. Take it on the chin and keep moving. Battle through a little adversity.
Yeah.
Getting getting these things out of the way before we, you know, go to the Super Bowl this year, and win it. So
Yeah, I mean, you might need to get a new edge rusher
we'll
because of
see.
Hutchinson being out, which.
Well, see, I don't think we need to go and get like one of these super
No,
all-star
I
guys.
think
Just
people
like
that are
a
talking like Max Crosby and stuff is like, it might work in the short term, but then you're seriously strapping yourself down to keep these guys around. And I think that getting a tier B guy to come in is
yeah,
significant.
even like a B minus even. You know, like a just a vet that's been there, you know.
Yeah. What's
So
Yannick Ngakoue up to these days?
but he's a bit too old. He's like in 40 almost, I
No,
think.
he's not. Yannick Ngakoue is like 29 years old.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna look it up right now.
I'm looking it up right now.
Too late. I'm already on
I
it.
have it. Do you want to take a wild guess as to how old
You.
Ngakoue is?
Okay. Yeah, he's 29. Wow.
29 years old.
I feel like he's been in the league for ages, man.
I think he came in really young. Like, I think he was like 21 when he came in or something like that. So,
That might make sense, I guess. Yeah. It looks like he hasn't been doing shit this year, man.
who's he on?
I don't know. They just played the. Oh, he's on the Ravens.
Oh, well, yeah, the Ravens have like 40 million edge rushers on their team.
He's got one sack this year.
I think he was like a mid-season signing. Not that that changes anything, but
He might have been because it only has three games on here for his stats.
yeah. I was just throwing that out there as like an example.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. A guy like that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
But yeah, was nice seeing the Lions beat the Vikings, beat a really good team. Was a little sloppy. I thought we lost for a second and I was gonna be really, really pissed off. But we won, so it was cool.
But I
Chilling, yeah.
mean, a win's a win, and with the way the Vikings have been playing all year, like they're
Yeah.
one of the top five teams in the NFL right now. So getting a win against a top five team, no matter how ugly it is, especially in your own division,
No,
like,
yeah, and at their home too, in Minnesota. They were in Minnesota too, so
yeah. So, yeah, I
good.
mean, things
Yeah.
all
I
around.
mean,
They got a cakewalk against the Titans this week. So,
I'm not gonna get ahead of myself. Don't say that. I don't like that. I don't like that. We're 0-6 all time against the Titans too, so
I need to look at who was on these Titans rosters when they were losing to the Titans.
I remember CJ2K lit us up one year. It was bad. It
Okay,
was on
well,
Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure too.
I would venture a bet that they have not played a Titans roster this bad since. Like,
That's fair. That's fair.
it's not to jump too deep into the Titans, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right. I don't like getting ahead of myself. Like I expect to win, and I've been expecting to win most. Like
You don't
honestly, I
want to get
expect to
ahead of
win
yourself.
every
I
single.
just jumped all the way ahead to say the Steelers are winning the Super Bowl, all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to have some rationality, man. All right.
Oh, after you said when the Lions go to the
I
Super
just said the
Bowl
Lions are going to win
12
the Super Bowl.
seconds
That's
ago.
realistic. That's realistic.
Oh, but saying they're going to beat the Titans isn't.
You said blow them out. I'm just saying I'm expecting to win, but I don't want to say we're going to blow them out of the water or some shit like that. Do I want that to happen? Yes, of course. But
You want
I
to kind
always
of
have
see.
a little bit of caution.
All right, fine. Fine, fine, fine.
But
Anyway,
like,
so
I
my
mean, if you would
sneaky.
have let me finish though, I was saying, let me finish this really fast. I was saying I expect to win at this point every game. I don't expect to lose any game, which I know will happen. I know we will lose because we do have a couple of good teams that we match up with. And honestly, it can happen that we lose to a shitty team because everyone is a professional. Everyone's getting paid to do their job. But I'm going to expect to win every single game from here on out. So I'll just say that now.
You know, it must be nice to have that feeling because I sure don't.
It's something I've never
I
experienced
sure
before.
don't. I
You've
sure
went through that. I know you've went through that.
don't. Yeah, the year that the Steelers opened up, like, what was it, 12 and 0, 13 and 0?
11. I think it was 11 and 0.
Then they lost to the Commanders.
They were the I you had to be delusional not to think they weren't the worst undefeated team you've ever seen in your
No,
life.
like, I knew they were going to lose, but. Specifically, that they lost to the at
Didn't
the time
they?
Washington football team, the
That's what I
Washington.
thought. I was gonna say that isn't that who they lost to? Yeah, that was.
And it was Alex Smith's first game back, I'm pretty sure, too.
Yeah.
It's like a guy that hasn't played in 40 years.
A guy that almost lost his fucking leg.
Yeah, his first game back, and he just lights them up. It's just like, oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, this team is full of frauds. Big Ben should have retired that moment because then we wouldn't have gotten stuck with kitten mittens.
You
Happy-ish,
gotta be happy where you're at right now, or at least semi happy.
yeah. I'm pretty happy.
Not like over the top happy, but like you're kind of happy, right? Like you got a little.
You know, like
You
it's
just said they're winning the fucking
fun.
Super Bowl. What do you mean you're
We're
kind of
having a good
happy?
look. We're having a good season. You know, I'm not going to complain about that. You know, like we're in a good spot. You know, do I think that we're actually seriously contenders? No. But we're in a good spot. We're playing well. You know, it's one of those things where I just have to accept they're never going to let themselves be bad enough to actually get the high-end quarterback prospect to where I just have to
Yeah,
accept
like a top five pick.
Russ and Fields might be the best we can do.
You're gonna just have to get into it in free agency at some point.
They
But that
don't.
is kind of hard because everyone's paying their
They
quarterbacks.
also don't spend a shit ton in free agents. Like recently they have spent, but it's always been at other positions.
Yeah.
Like I don't think that they really want to spend big on quarterback unless
Right.
it's like their own guy, which, yeah, I mean, having Russ and Fields on such cheap contracts helps because they were able to
Yeah.
sign a lot of other guys. Because I'm pretty sure, yeah, like they're the two lowest paid quarterbacks. In the league or something like that
They might
started,
actually be, yeah.
that actually started because I'm pretty sure Fields was on a discount also from the Bears, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, no. I'm not gonna complain, but I do envy Lions fans because they get to expect to win every week. And every week I'm like, man. How can our defense bail us out this week?
Beanie Bishop, man.
He's insane.
Dog.
He's so
Dog. He's a straight dog.
good. Oh man, love it. Love Beanie Bishop. Listen,
Anyways,
you
go ahead.
know,
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that what my sneaky pick for sneaky entertaining game, because I'm doing so well on my sneaky pick for sneaky entertaining games.
Oh, for two.
I picked two blowouts in a row.
Anyways.
Sneaky. Holy shit, the Falcons play the Bucks again this week?
They do. But the Bucks receiving core is dead.
Yeah.
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are
That's
dead.
not. I guess that's not as exciting as I thought it was going to be
I
upon.
mean, I'll just say something quickly. I honestly think it might be a spot where the Bucks win this game just because we've talked about it
It's a
before on the
weird
show.
division.
But the NFC South is weird. And
Yeah.
this would be a time where, yes, the Falcons are coming off kind of a big loss to the Seahawks. So, but the and the Bucks are coming off that tough loss against Baltimore with all their receivers gone. But it's like, okay, the Bucks just lost all their receivers. Everyone's gonna be Falcons, Falcons, Falcons.
Yeah.
And Baker's gonna come out and have a masterclass game and everyone's gonna be like, Baker's back. Like,
Yeah. You
but we'll
know,
see.
That just sucks for Chris Godwin too, because he was just getting back from his like really getting back into like I know he was still playing, but like really getting back into like the swing of
Yeah.
what he was before his last big
Being a demon.
injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like he was back already last season, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, but then it's just like you could tell it wasn't quite right, and then this year he's just like, oh my gosh, he's so good, and then oh man.
Tough.
Really felt it in here because it was on my fantasy team.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Gotcha.
But yeah, no, that's not my pick for sneaky entertaining game of the week, by the way.
Let's
Sneaky
hear.
entertaining game of the week. There's no good choices. Either they look like they're gonna be blowouts or they're Saints Chargers. Sneaky entertaining
Okay.
game. I'm at this point, I'm just picking games that look really.
Okay, so what was the last game you just said was going to be sneaky entertaining?
I think it was Jags Bears.
Jags Bears and the Bears blew out the Jags.
And then the one before that was it Bears Panthers?
It
It might
was
be Bears.
Panthers,
It was
not
Bears Panthers because
Bears.
I said it was going to be an Andy Dalton revenge game.
Yes, you did say that. Yeah,
And
okay.
then it was a Bears blowout again.
Who did you think was going to win the Jags Bears game? I think you
Jags?
said the Bears.
Did I say the Bears?
I might have said the Jags.
I think I said okay. I might have said Bears specifically because I chose the Panthers in my sneaky,
Yeah.
entertaining Panthers Bears game. I was
Yeah.
like, Andy Dalton's getting revenge.
So who do you think wins the Saints Chargers game?
Chargers. They're gonna do it for Jim.
Okay, because I might place a bet specifically on what you're saying at this point because you're 0 for
Are
2
you gonna
for a
bet
blowout.
like Saints minus 50?
I don't know. I don't know whether to fade your pick or to ride with your pick. So I'm gonna have to kind of think about it for a minute.
Maybe you need a larger sample size. If it happens again, you know that I'm picking
That's
blow.
fair. That's fair. Yeah, and now I have it noted in my head too. So we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. I'll wait to do
Come
it.
back to it,
I might bet the over though, because I think the over is probably 2-0 in the past two games that you've picked. So
yeah. Oh yeah. I'm so good at picking the over. Every time I just get a feeling like, oh, this game might be good, which I'm honestly not getting that feeling. I kind of just threw it out there, not gonna lie. So
sneaky
maybe it doesn't work this
entertaining.
time because I just threw it out there.
I can't tell how I feel about these games, man. Like I don't know how I feel about
Oh,
them.
like some of them are just blah.
Packers, Jags, you, Jets, Patriots, that's disgusting.
Vikings, Rams.
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. It's Wednesday,
Maybe
by the way. That
Oakland.
will, I think that's gonna be a good game. I think it's gonna be a good game.
Cardinals, Dolphins sounds gross.
Yeah.
Colts, Texans, maybe, possibly if Joe Flacco plays.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Bengals,
Eagles,
Eagles.
Bengals.
Okay, no,
That will probably be a good game.
my sneaky entertaining game is gonna. Well, I guess it's not sneaky if you're
It's not
Saints.
really that sneaky though. Like I think people think it's gonna be entertaining.
Both.
I like the Saints Chargers pick because like people could be like, man, this is probably gonna stink just because the two teams have not been playing well at all.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Fine. Falcons, Buccaneers, I feel like would be a powerhouse of a game if the Buccaneers had a healthy receiving core.
It would. I mean, we've already saw it one time this year, so we know what that looks like.
Yeah.
But
Packers, Jags sounds gross. This might just be the week of gross NFL games.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Bills,
Chiefs,
Seahawks will be.
Raiders, Bills,
Bills, Seahawks.
Seahawks will be good. Bears, Commanders will obviously probably be pretty good as long as Jaden Daniels plays at least.
Yeah,
That'll be cool to see.
I'm not even like enticed by Cowboys Niners at all.
No, that's
It
no,
just
that's honestly gross too.
like the Cowboys, you Niners, you.
Yeah.
I don't know. The NFL's weird. The teams that you think are going to be like awesome this year are just kind of gross.
Yeah.
Like the Niners being what they are right now is
It's
insane.
so weird because I'm so used to just talking so highly about them and saying how good they are, and they're not this year, so.
Look, the Yak Merchant himself, Brock Purdy, is going to get a giant contract, and the Niners are never going to win
There's
another game.
no way he gets a giant contract after this year. He's
There's
been
no way
playing
they
like
don't.
shit.
Okay,
He's been
listen.
playing like garbage.
Okay, but there's a 0% chance they just let him leave for nothing.
Why? If they have to pay him, if they have to give him
Listen,
a giant contract, then yes,
hey,
they will let him
remember
leave.
that time that the Giants had the opportunity to let Daniel Jones walk away without giving him a giant contract for
The
nothing?
Giants are idiots, and you should never use them in comparison when talking about any other NFL franchise,
I
unless
just
you're
feel like
talking
it's the
about like the
thing that NFL
Panthers.
teams do. They give the big contract, not because the guy actually deserves it, but because they're like, well, he gave us relatively competent quarterback play. We don't
That
want to
doesn't
start
get it
with
done,
him.
though.
But it's like if you let him go, then you got to start over again with probably a rookie because you don't really want to take a risk on are we going to have Sam Darnold this year kind of thing, where it's like, oh, maybe if we trade for Aiden O'Connell, he'll do something.
If you're good at coaching and you think the guy can fit your system, then I don't see why not.
I think you just got to go for the backup quarterbacks for the 49ers or Rams. Although the backup quarterbacks for the 49ers or Rams are kind of buns right now, so maybe not.
Who are Stetson
Backup
Bennett?
reclamation projects that are on the 49ers and Rams. If there's a reclamation project, go after them.
Well, the 49ers are the 49ers, so how are they going to get a backup quarterback for themselves? What are you saying right now? What are you saying right now?
Isn't Darnold only on a 1 year contract? Go get him back.
That's true, I guess, yeah. Do the Vikings pay Darnold?
If they pay Darnold, there's no way they keep McCarthy, right?
Right. They would have to ship, they would have to chop him, probably. 49ers get McCarthy. That would be interesting. He might actually fit really well into that system.
Yeah.
JJ McCarthy, a 49er. Let's say
What
we
do they
called it
get?
first
What do
if
they
that
get in return? Do
happens.
they actually get
If it
anything?
happens, let's say we called it first because we've had the discussion now. So
Okay, JJ McCarthy, San Francisco 49er. We're calling
JJ
it
McCarthy, you are a San Francisco 49er.
October 23rd, 2024 at 10:02 p.m.
Thank
We have
you.
said it. Bank it. Lock it away.
Remember this, so when we become famous now because of it, you can say you were there.
My NFL insider brain is tingling at this point.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
I'm feeling like Adam Schefter, man.
50 Shefty.
Anyways.
My favorite thing about being at the J school at MSU was just every professor complaining about Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
Like, he's
Yeah.
not a good journalist. It's like, he's not really a journalist.
He's not really, he's not a journalist at all.
Like,
I
does
would
he
not
do some
consider him a
really stupid
journalist.
things? Yes, but he's not really a journalist either. So, like,
Like, he does cover things, but like, he's not like a.
okay, his all he really does is he's just friends with enough people to where he
He's
knows.
an insider. He's not a journalist. He's an insider. I just thought about it.
Like,
He's an
it's
insider.
literally just the fact that he's friends with enough people to where he knows things. That's how
Right.
that job. Which also wild that Shams just left The Athletic for ESPN.
Yeah.
Wild sell. Actually, not that wild because, of course, ESPN would drop the bank on him.
Woj is gone.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Woj bombs, man.
You know, we gotta like have like Shams Nukes or something like that. You know, come up with a new name.
That might be controversial.
Oh no.
I'm gonna leave it at that, but that might be controversial, Thomas.
Shams slams.
There you go. Shams slams. I think that sounds better than Shams nukes.
You said it first. You're the one that said Shams Nukes just now. I never said
Okay. Okay. All right. Anyways, do you
that.
want to talk about these games at all?
No, they're gross. I mean,
Okay. Okay.
I think that we've had great content so far, to be honest.
I would say we've
We
got
we've
definitely some
finally
good
learned how to
content.
podcast. It
Yeah.
involves calling every NFL game gross,
Yeah.
having a little bit too much.
Ooh. Segment. I just thought of it in my brain. Guess
Oh,
what?
okay.
Grossest game of the week.
Grossest game of the week. All right. My pick for grossest game of the week is Cardinals Dolphins.
Damn, that's a good one. But I think Jets Patriots has that beat.
You might be onto something.
Pretty soundly, honestly, by the way.
Okay.
Pretty soundly beat.
Can I have a low-key blowout claim? Patriots maybe blow out the Jets.
Dude, could see it.
I'm not saying it's going to happen because it's probably not. The Jets defense is
Listen,
actually really good.
Rodgers stinks. Garrett Wilson can't catch a fucking ball that hits him in the chest. Devontae Adams did not change a thing.
He was also only
The
there for
Jets
like 3 days.
defense is good, but the Steelers also just put up 37 points on their head.
Yeah.
Patriots stink. Drake May kind of is good. Their offensive line is atrocious. This game is just going to be gross all around. Like, it will probably be disgusting.
Okay, girls game of the
I'm not going to make a prediction, but I will say that it is probably going to be really gross and probably
I'll
the
make a
grossest game of the
prediction.
week.
I'll make a prediction.
Sure.
7-3.
Really?
Seven to
I'm
three.
thinking. I'm thinking like 13-6.
Yeah, probably more realistic, but I love the idea that like they literally did nothing except for like twice.
That's fair. And that would probably give it grossest game of the week too. So
Yeah. Grossest
there you
game.
go.
Okay, I like it. We're gonna
I would say sneaky pick is Panthers Broncos for that.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that game. I was staring, it was staring me right in the face while I was looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
And I just
You skipped over it
I just
because,
skipped the line. Like I it
yeah.
was like the your brain just automatically kind of blips it out of your,
Yeah.
like it.
No,
Andy Dalton.
I get you. Yeah.
Even though we never played.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the most competitive games are going to probably be Eagles, Bengals, Falcons, Bucks, maybe. Bills, Seahawks will probably be good. That's probably the best game we've got this week,
Yeah,
honestly.
that's the one that I actually really want to watch.
Yeah, that'll probably be a really good game to watch,
Besides
honestly.
obviously like Steelers, Giants, and for you, Lions, Titans, like the
Yeah.
one that I'm
No,
like
yeah, obviously
I want to
our
watch is
homer teams we're gonna wanna watch that, but
Bills, Seahawks.
if there's a game that I'm gonna wanna watch that's outside of those games, it's gonna be probably Bills Seahawks as the number one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Everyone, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, you know the drill. We already talked about it.
Yeah, second time now.
If you made it this far, you're a real one. You're one of the
Facts.
OGs. We
Facts.
will pray to you at night.
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't got anything else. You got anything else?
I just want to say, appreciate it. Shout out the real ones. Shout out the fans. Oh, I got a new mic. Let me know if my sound quality has changed at all because I got bitched at by a couple of people saying that my sound quality sucked on my end and I need to invest in a mic. So I went on Amazon and I bought one.
And
So,
I left my mic in the other room, and
Thomas
I was too lazy to get up
Thomas
and.
has had a mic this whole time and has refused to use it for some
I'm
reason. So.
lazy. It's all the way in the other room, and by the time you're like, "Hey, you ready to record?" I'm like sitting on the couch, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, hell yeah, this is the life. I'm relaxing, and I don't gotta do anything." And I'm like, "Oh, I gotta get up and get my laptop to begin with." Oh,
Yeah.
so it
So
happened.
if he still sounds like shit, that's his fault, not mine.
Listen.
I'm trying to actively
All right.
solve that
If you
issue.
want me to use a mic, comment, man, that guy on the left really knows ball.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go. All right.
Maybe someone throw out a man, that guy on the right really knows ball too, for my
Yeah,
guy over
maybe if
here.
you guys complimented me for
For
once, even though I
my guy
just
over here.
maybe if you guys said I was doing a good job just once, I'll get a mic.
Did we give any hot takes this episode? Do we want to give a hot take?
I'm pretty
You
sure
said
my first take was that
the Steelers were winning the Super Bowl,
Chargers
so
Saints was entertaining.
that's true. You also said the Steelers were winning the Super Bowl,
I
which
also
I
said the
think,
Pistons were back. I opened up
yes,
with a hot take.
freezing cold takes already. You had a take that wasn't even set in stone, and it instantly became freezing cold takes within the hour episode that we've had.
The game wasn't even over yet, and I
It
pulled.
was like 10 minutes into this episode where it was already down the drain, flushed. To be fair, you could say they're still back because they did play a competitive game, but
We
they're
did
not
play a
back
competitive
because
game against each other.
they
We got
blew the
some Eastern
lead.
Conference
They
Finals.
blew the lead and they lost. So
Listen, they just need to get Cade some help. Go trade for a good player like.
here's a not so hot take. Bronny James stinks. And
Not so hot take.
I hate LeBron.
Bronny James stinks, but watching that game last night when he did play, it was very clear he was trying his hardest.
Yeah, no shit. He's trying his hardest, man.
No, you watch some
It's not
guys.
a cha it's not a charity case. I mean, it is kind of, but
But it's just like one of those things where it's like usually like it's early game, like usually the guys are like, oh, they're a little passive on defense. This dude's just like, oh yeah, I'm guarding Rudy Gobert right now. Oh, that kind of thing.
yeah.
I don't know. I think it was just, I mean, I don't think he's gonna be good, but
I don't think he belongs.
it
I don't
was
think he belongs
neat.
in the NBA, but yeah.
At the very least, it was neat. Okay. He could play 0 other minutes
It was pretty cool.
of his
But
career. It's just
in my
neat.
opinion, it ruins it because it's like it was a photo op. They did that shit intentionally.
Okay,
That dude
but
is not in the league if his dad is not LeBron James.
I also think, okay, especially getting him into the first game, getting him in early, it's like, okay, you don't got to deal with it the rest of the year. He's already played with LeBron. You don't have the
Fair.
anger. They've gone into the
Fair.
game together. They've had some minutes. They got to hang out. Like Bronny got to pass it to LeBron. LeBron got to pass it to Bronny, that kind of thing. It's just,
Fair.
I really want like a hot mic to just pick up Bronny going, Dad. Like, I really want to just pick him up, like calling for the ball and going, Dad.
He told him he's not allowed to call him dad, I'm pretty
I know,
sure.
but you know that that's one of those things that's like instinctually he's trying to get his attention. He's just gonna go, Dad. You it's
I mean,
like
yeah, no
in the
shit. If
moment
I
he's
was
gonna,
playing, yeah.
I want a hot mic to just have it. I
I
think
wouldn't call my dad by his name if I'm playing basketball with him. Like, come on, man. Call him dad.
okay then. I don't see the problem. I'm just saying I want to hear it on a mic.
Dad.
Daddy. Yeah. Father,
Fair.
help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we just say goodbye to the podcast like
Yeah,
minutes
and then
ago?
we went on
You
another
guys got
ramble,
back in.
so.
Yeah. Oh, update for everyone that was I know I've talked about my cat like 3 times already, but shout out to everyone who was concerned for my cat. And by that I mean like none of you, because none of you gave me sympathy posts in the comments on the last episode.
Pretty fucked
Cat's
up.
fine. She's
Pretty
cool.
fucked, but
She's doing
we'll let it
good.
slide. We'll let it
She's
slide.
doing good. She's feeling better now.
Lucy's still goated, so.
Yeah, Lucy's goated. She's taking a nap right now.
Straight chilling.
Oh yeah. All right. Yet again, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, follow us on Twitter. It's been real, guys. I know I promised a surprise at the end of October. I forgot about it. We'll see what happens. We'll see. I just checked in on it. We'll see if it happens. We'll see if it happens. I literally, while when you called on me to fill in the air, I was literally checking on it to see if it could still be a possibility. So
Okay.
we'll
Okay.
see. We'll see. That is why I pulled out Steelers over Packers 17-16, because I was like scrambling for something in my brain because it was fried at that point, because I was like trying to figure out how to. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All
Anyways,
right.
peace, everybody.
Peace out.